All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Caught up with Mercer County head coach Andrew Hofer on Thursday night as the Golden Eagles get set for a round one playoff game on the road to Clifton Central. How have things been going preparation-wise? I know last week at this time we weren't even sure we were going to be playing this week, so that has to feel good to still be out here.
Yeah, it's nice to get an additional 5 days, and the great thing about a playoff week is you're playing better opponents who do a lot of things right schematically, but you get an extra day to help with that preparation, and we're trying to use that to our full advantage this week.
Well, and the outcome you liked, and you're still alive. Have you noticed a little extra step, you think, in the kids this week, knowing that they played better Friday and knowing that their season is still alive?
Yeah, I think there was definitely a pretty high level of happiness amongst the kids. You could really see a lot of pure joy on Friday night when we were able to clinch that fifth win. But now the next step is to not be satisfied with that. And it's really easy in our culture and our society to be satisfied with just doing one thing and meeting one step. And it's hard. It's abnormal for kids to push themselves over the top and to try to not only be good at what they do, but to be great. So that's our step. That's the next goal for us. And we're really trying to push that on the kids this week.
Well, and I heard that was the message tonight in your breakout, is you can't be satisfied with just making the playoffs. We don't want to resort to that type of program. We have to, let's try and the next goal is to play a home playoff game.
Yeah, and really, you see a lot of that amongst the young guys. That's not our program. It's all the programs across the state. When you make the playoffs, you kind of you take it for granted a little bit, never knowing what might happen in the future. But the young guys don't really see that short-term picture like the seniors do. And, we're really relying heavily on those seniors to try to get that point across to the young guys, knowing that you never know when your last football game might be.
Well, and you can look at the complexion of this team in a matter of 3 weeks and say, well, if the effort and the execution in week 9 shows up, I think we have a chance maybe to play a week 11. If you resort back to some of the week 7 things, then you say it's going to be short-lived. I mean, it's about, no question, getting off to a tremendously good start on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think it was really effort as far as that goes between week 7 and 9. I think execution has been a lot better this past 10, 14 days. You're seeing guys who we had moved around and shifted into some different roles between weeks 5 and 7 step up and do some things that they hadn't done all season. And, now you're starting to see all those guys get 2, 3, 4 weeks under their belts in those positions and starting to really gel and click. Unfortunately, it took some injuries for that to happen, but guys are really starting to click again.
Well, and I haven't seen you play a lot in person, but I thought from a development standpoint, quarterback-wise in week 9, I thought Rashawn really managed the game. And I thought that, the tough decision he has to make between, do I stay in the pocket or am I reading this right and am I going to run the ball? And I thought 9 out of 10 times it looked like he made the right decision last Friday. What have you thought of his development? And I thought apparently week 9 was a pretty significant step for him.
That was huge. He started off the season so well, and then we took a step back week 2, and had a lot of highs, had some lows in there, kind of a little bit of a roller coaster season for him. And then with everything that went down in week 7, him not being able to play quarterback in week 8, it's huge to see a kid take that on his shoulders and step up. And mentally, I was as impressed with him as I've been all season, that he was able to overcome some of those things. I know that when you go through something like he did against the West Central game, it's a hard time to overcome, a hard thing to overcome those challenges. But he took that in stride and came out and not only performed for us, but played his best football of his career.
Well, and then the other thing I look at, special teams, how big of a play that was last Friday night, getting a, a big return, not necessarily a touchdown, although Quentin got that, but to set you up in good field position. And I forget about that with this team. I mean, I think you have some pretty good potential there too, and it'd be nice maybe to get a play like that on Saturday.
Yeah, and our special teams are littered with freshmen and sophomores that are stepping into some roles, and you've kind of seen that throughout the years with some of the Alito programs. I remember Coach Walter used to do a really nice job of using his underclass guys and using that the special teams is kind of a carrot for them to get on the field. And we've had a lot of young guys who, some out of necessity and some out of just flat-out performance, who have stepped up and done a lot of good things for us on special teams. And, not only then, but throughout our roster.
And then defensively, you go on a high note. I really thought the last 3.5 quarters you know, Princeville didn't get much against you last Friday. And I thought a lot of, you know, Golden Eagle jerseys got to the ball last Friday to stop big plays from happening.
Yeah, and I really only thought they had one legitimate drive in that game. And that, you know, I think that was even, the ball started maybe on our side of the 50 again. And so, you know, they had a couple good fields early and were able to capitalize, but then our defense really pinned their ears back and played very aggressive, sound football. We tackled really well. We pursued really well. And those are some of the characteristics of good defenses and some of the characteristics that we need to take into our game on Saturday.
I think you get, what, is it mandatory two films you get on the exchange or whatever going into the playoffs? So, give us a scouting report on Clifton Central, and I guess what challenges do they present, and how do you overcome some of those, I guess?
Yeah, they're bigger than us, but every team this season that we've played has been bigger than us. We're not a real big unit right now, but they've got a couple backs who have done a lot of good things back there and can take one to the house at any time, similar to what we saw as far as the explosiveness to last week with Princeville. Though their schemes are quite a bit different, a little more inside the tackles, and got a lot of guys who are really good at cutting back. So taking care of those cutback lanes this week is going to be important. Defensively, they're, again, very aggressive in what they do. It's a 4-3 look, sometimes a little 4-4, a lot of man coverage across the board. You'll see some cover 2 and every once in a while a cover 3 look. But they're very aggressive, and you know that aggressiveness works to their benefit a lot, but it can also work against them, and we're going to have to not only match that intensity that they're going to bring, but also try to take advantage of some of the things that that they're really good at.
Does their personnel or their style of play resemble anyone you've met this year in the first 9 weeks?
No, not really. I mean, they do a couple things here and there that you might see from like AW a little bit as far as their offensive side goes. Defensively, the team that would actually most closely resemble them would be West Central, a real aggressive 4-3, lots of man coverage, but no real direct correlation between them and any team that we've played yet.
All right. How are you feeling heading into Week 10? It's always fun this time of the year, and you know, when you get done with practice, and night is already ready to fall, so you know you kind of made it into the season, which is always nice.
Yeah, for us as coaches, we're still locked in, so you don't really get time to sit back and think about it. There's no time to reflect right now. We're happy with the way they performed last Friday, and now it's about trying to get the kids into good spots this week, and hopefully we'll be able to perform at a high level this Saturday.
Coach, good luck Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, to Eagles at Clifton Central on Saturday for a 2 o'clock kick on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. More coming up right after this.